Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, when there was that whole Oval Office meeting and Donald Trump said, yeah, but he's going to come back. He's leaving Doge, but he's going to be back to advise me. Man, how do you think Trump feels right now? Elon Musk turned on him. And one of Trump's big deals right now is getting that big, beautiful bill passed. But Elon Musk is telling voters it's a betrayal to the American people. And he's urging American voters to fire, to vote out of office any politician that votes for it. I don't think anybody's listening to Elon Musk, but I just find that really, really interesting that they just have this meeting and Elon Musk goes on his way, but he's going to come back to advise me. And then like immediately he turns on President Trump and fires back with this just total denouncement of the big, beautiful bill. Why is that? I think Donald Trump forced him out of the position. I think he took the money and forced him out, and Elon Musk is now retaliating. I mean, that seems obvious to me. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is now saying that she's sorry she voted for it. She admits she didn't read it, but she voted for it. Well, who did she listen to? Did she find herself locked in the conservative echo chamber, and she listened to what everybody in the conservative media was saying? Vote for it? Did she listen to Donald Trump? Vote for it? Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, look, if anybody's had their lips on Trump's ass, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And now she's turning on Trump and saying she's sorry she voted for the bill. She is against something in the bill that she didn't know was there. And it's pages 278, 279, where the government would strip states of their right to make laws to regulate AI for 10 years. And she's all for the states' rights. See, I'm really confused, and it seems like, again, I'm not speaking about all conservatives and all Republicans. If you're a reasonable conservative and a Republican, you know that I'm not talking about you. But I'm talking about the right-wing radicals. There's so much hypocrisy when it comes to states' rights. And right now, I think it's over immigration laws, but it's over something. The Trump administration is pressuring California to do something, trying to force California to do something that California doesn't want to do. And the Trump administration is threatening, well, if you don't do this, then what? I mean, you're going to lose aid or whatever. Well, I thought states had rights. I thought states could decide for themselves. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, states have rights to do this, but states don't have rights to do this. And I still find it fascinating that as soon as Roe v. Wade was essentially overturned by the Supreme Court, I find it interesting that the Republican talking point was, no, we didn't overturn Roe v. Wade. We just turned it over to the states to decide. Okay, well, then you want the states to decide. Then why would Governor Jeff Landry be upset if somebody goes from Louisiana to another state to have an abortion if it's legal in another state? If the talking point is states have the right to decide, it's up to the states to make that decision. Okay. But you can't turn around and condemn somebody for going to another state where it's legal and having an abortion. Because you see, this whole abortion issue is more about politics than it really is about abortion or saving lives. I mean, there are people who get fanatical about that, and you know, I'm anti-abortion, but I'm pro-life, and I'm sure you understand that you can be that way. But I just find this to be fascinating. So, I mean, what is it? Does anybody have an explanation for this? Is it states' rights or not? I mean, what if the state of California decided collectively as a state we're gonna ban the use of guns? Well, they can't do that because of the Constitution. And I will say this: the Constitution should supersede states' rights. So it is confusing. It's very hypocritical. And you either allow states to do what you want them to do or you don't. But states can't do something that's unconstitutional. And in the case of guns, that's a case where it would be unconstitutional to ban guns. If you want to join us with a comment, I mean, what about Marjorie Taylor Greene voting for this bill? Look, Democrats do it as well. They don't always read stuff. This is about our politicians. But the reason I'm not talking about the Democrats that do that is because that's not in the news. What is in the news now is Marjorie Taylor Greene admitting that she did not want to vote for Donald Trump's, or she would not have voted for Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill if she had known that this was in it. But she didn't know because she didn't read it. I mean, what is she doing? Just, you know, paying attention to her boyfriend? Is she just so busy attacking anybody that says anything truthful about Trump that they perceive as negative? Is she so busy protecting the president that she didn't have time to read the bill? I mean, what's the excuse for voting for something and not reading it? I mean, if you're Donald Trump, you don't read. And boy, that came out of the news again yesterday that it was about his daily briefing. The guy doesn't read. I mean, it's pretty scary if you don't read. And any of you who don't read, that's not good. It's not good. You need to read. So it's scary if people just don't even read. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, Ian's going to join us at 2 o'clock. He's at a desk working in the back on some business because he's the assistant program director and brand manager. So he's got other stuff to do that I don't have to worry about. So Ian's going to join us at 2. But let's go to Coleman now with a few of your text messages.
This text says, she didn't read it. So these idiots in Congress aren't reading what they're voting for?
No, they're not. They're not.
So, Scoot, I have to ask, what do you think is worse, them not reading it and voting on it, or them admitting to the public, like, hey, I made a mistake, I didn't read it. So which one do you think
Man,
is worse?
I don't know. Marjorie Taylor Greene has never been on my list of people who are highly intelligent. So I think she was really stupid to admit she hadn't read it. You know, I would have just kept my mouth shut. But, you know, she's now boldly saying, I would have not voted for it if I had read it, and I'm against it because of this area in the bill that strips the states of making laws or doing anything to regulate AI for 10 years. You think states should be able to do that?
This text says, the writing is all over the walls. Elon will run for president soon. Democrats better put a decent candidate so we don't have another moron in office.
Wow. I mean, you know, I really hadn't thought about that, but, you know, he could. But the problem is that he has pissed off so many Republicans. He's pissed off a lot of Trump supporters because he was stealing the spotlight from Trump and because people got angry because he wasn't elected and he's making all these decisions about America and the American people, decisions that the president should be making. But it was apparent that he was making these decisions as part of DOGE. And he was part of DOGE because, again, when they had that Oval Office meeting last week, the president said, he's leaving DOGE. Well, what does that mean? It means he was part of DOGE. You can't leave something that you weren't part of. So in saying that he's leaving DOGE, Trump admitted that he was part of DOGE, even though at one point he tried to distance him from DOGE.
This text says, leave Elon alone, please. My stock is going to tank.
Well, yeah, I hate that anybody is having problems with their stock because of politics. But I think what we're learning, and a lot of people maybe didn't know this, but the stock market and politics are very much in a symbiotic relationship. That's all you got? Okay. Well, we'll get back to some more later.
I mean, I have some, but they're kind of vulgar, and you know, they talk about you.
They're vulgar.
Yeah,
about
they talk about you and your Afghan dog and stuff like that. And
Well, you know, I mean, look, you got to laugh at the hate. I mean, I love that I have the power to make people hate me. I really do. I mean, I know a lot of people love me, so I'm not insecure. But I love that I have this power to piss off people to the point where they just have to hate me. I mean, they just have to make ugly comments. I'm going to read some of those. I'm going to find out about some of those texts and read them. But, I mean, I guess it makes them feel good about themselves. And people who, like, do this kind of thing, they're obviously really not happy with themselves. And you know, so I kind of made a joke. But it's true. I mean, I like Afghans. I think they're cool dogs. But I know what people would say if they saw me walking in the park with an Afghan. They would say the same thing they say about me now. But I find that so interesting. But so you judge people as being straight or gay based on the way they dress? Okay, let's do it again. Let's go back to Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, back in the 70s. He was a total fembot when it came to his clothes. He was very feminine in his attire. And he had long hair. And he had very feminine movements on stage. Go back and look at some old film. Some old footage of Led Zeppelin, and take a look at Robert Plant on stage. He was totally feminine. But I can tell you what, that guy wasn't gay. The same thing with Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger has feminine moves on stage. Mick Jagger doesn't dress like a cowboy. And so nobody, the same people who were the same, and the same people and the same types of people who did not judge them want to judge me? Again, I find that so interesting, and I guess it's because I think some people are jealous. I think some people just, it makes them feel better about themselves. But there's nothing in my past that would ever indicate that I'm gay. But yet that continues to persist. Why? Because of the way I dress. You think because of this hate and criticism, you think I'm going to change? I'm not going to change what I wear. I'm not going to change the way I wear my hair. My hair is always different. I'm not going to change any of that because people might think that I'm gay because of that. I'm not going to change. You're not going to make me change. So you're really wasting your time. If you have a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, we're going to get to your calls when we come back. Also, some more text messages coming up. And I've got to do it in the next few minutes. I want to share with you Michael Moore, the extremely liberal filmmaker. I want to share with you Michael Moore's Pledge of Allegiance. He has a new version of the Pledge of Allegiance that he wants to propose for people who do not support President Trump. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But you know, when I think about this administration, I think about how there is this continuous attempt to bully people.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And what's the deal about changing the name of this Navy ship, removing the name Harvey Milk from it? You know, we can argue whether or not Harvey Milk ever deserved a ship named after him, but that's a topic for another show. The topic now is, why do this at the beginning of Pride Month? It's bullying the LGBT community for the purpose of making happy those right-wing radicals who are giving Trump money. That's what he wants. He wants your money. He's doing. You think he's trolling the media? No, he's trolling you. He wants your money, and he's getting it. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.